And now we are live here through BBS Radio Online. Thank you all for joining in. It is Monday, March the 12th, 2018. My name is Gijs Minderhout. I'm located in Paradise, California. Another 1 hour episode with Winfrey, the Winfrey Hour on Monday. It could be anything. I haven't seen an announcement email yet. We might have live channeling. We will find out here shortly. As Winfrey and Terry Brown will show up, they are located in Sedona, Arizona. And this is usually a simulcast with a conference call, so we have a few people here and more people are expected to join in. Every time you hear a ding, that is somebody else calling in on the phone line. And yes, Win, his email just got in. When two or more are gathered, a mystical understanding. Holding together, union brings good fortune. Inquire of the oracle once again whether you possess sublimity, constancy, and perseverance. Then there is no blame. Those who are uncertain gradually join. From the I Ching. Thanks to all of you who have been making donations on Terry's behalf. It's making a huge difference. That is what has been said in Win's announcement email for tonight's call. And as usual, every single day at 7 p.m. Pacific, we do the whole planet healing call, only per conference. You can go to wholeplanethealing.com to get the information. And it was somebody else joining in on the call over here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. And I will say the website one more time for the Whole Planet Healing call. wholeplanethealing.com, all one word, so whole as W-H-O-L-E, planethealing.com. I believe what is being done on the call is very important for everyone and everything. So please check it out and be open-minded and see if you like it. You can stay in the background. You don't have to announce yourself. And see if it resonates with you. I think it is a group intention, meaning group power. I think it makes a huge difference what is being done. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello. Hi. This is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hello, Jeannie. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Are we the only one so far?
No, we have several people here.
Oh, okay.
But they're all quiet people and waiting for the time to... And we're also live on BBS, so we might have people listening in online. And I welcome you all, if that is so.
Waiting for the helicopter to get in.
The helicopter is not here yet. Actually, no, not here yet. Another person joining on the phone line. Good evening to you. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Dharmananda, Boulder Creek, California.
Hello, Dharmananda. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Were you on the call yesterday with Winfrey and on the Facebook call?
No, that was on Saturday, right? No, it was yesterday. I tried on over, what do you call it, the book face? No, Facebook, but I couldn't get on.
Ah, that's strange.
We had somebody else join in over here. Welcome to the call.
It is Win.
Hello, Win. Welcome.
You're not on the console. Are you on the console today?
I am, yes.
Okay, I see you. Right. I'm going to hang up and come back later.
Don't
are you talking
go
to
anywhere.
Huh?
I said, don't go anywhere.
I squelched everybody's conversation.
No, we were all quiet people.
We're sitting here contemplating our navel.
How's your navel today?
good shape.
Still in the middle.
Looks like Prudence.
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, hi. Hi, everyone. Thank you.
Hello, Prudence.
Hello. Who's that?
Dharmananda.
Oh, yes. Hi. Thank you.
How you doing?
Yeah. Good, good. Yep, hanging in there.
I noticed you were on the call yesterday with Alfred.
Yes, I was. I didn't see you. I didn't see your name at the end, but yes, I was. I was sending love bombs.
Oh.
Hearts.
The call yesterday, the one that I did on Saturday, you mean?
Oh, Saturday, yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
Good evening. This is the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Heiss, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
And another person joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
It's Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening to you. And another person joined in. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location. Roger, don't open that package I send you.
What?
Just kidding. I saw the news today. That's pretty disastrous what they're doing over there.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
What's that story?
No, they are, people are mailing packages with explosives, and then two people got killed already.
Wow.
Well, in Austin? Not mailed.
Not mailed.
People it's find a package bomb. On their front porch.
Oh, find it on the front porch, uh-huh. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Helen in Virginia, where it's snowing.
Where it is snowing. Hello, Helen. Stay warm inside, darling.
I'm doing my best. In Virginia.
All right.
Hi, Helen.
Hey. I'm like, what?
Crazy weather.
It is. I don't know who's playing with the thermostat, but...
I know. Snowing up here, too, in Michigan.
Ohio,
oh, my
too.
Gosh.
Ohio.
Ohio, too? Huh?
Yeah. Well, if Michigan's got something, we usually got it.
Yep.
Was that in Austin, Texas, where those bombs were?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That is so horrible. I can't believe somebody's doing that.
Two dead so far.
That's awfully poor manners.
Yeah.
Someone up here in Boulder Creek sprayed graffiti on the two churches here with Nazi symbols and 666.
Well, I got egged 2 days ago. Two eggs in my house.
What is wrong with people these days?
Hey, you know what? Forgive them because they don't know what they do.
Amen. Very good.
Somebody very famous said that once.
Anybody.
Somebody else joined in over here. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis.
Hello, Chris. Good evening. Welcome.
Hey, nice. Thanks, man.
And the next person that joined in, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Brian, Saginaw, Michigan.
Is it Brian?
Yeah, from Saginaw, Michigan.
Hello, Brian. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Hey, thanks. Hi, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks, man.
Excellent. No problem. No problem. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, man. Stay inside. Stay inside. It's snowing outside, isn't it?
It was just a minute ago, that's for sure. Yeah.
I have it in for him. All right.
Brian, you've been on the calls before, right?
Yeah, it's been a while, though. I tuned in for a whole planet healing session for the first time in a while there, maybe 4 days ago, and then I just got a spontaneous reaction to call you tonight, so, yeah. Good.
Good, welcome.
Yeah, you know, welcome, and for being here. And for anyone else listening in, if you want to participate with the Whole Planet Healing Call, which I believe is a great tool to make this world a better place, and for everybody's sake, also your own, go to wholeplanethealing.com, and you can find the information for the daily conference call that we do at 7 p.m. Pacific.
I think it's amazing what happened. Brian, let me just say this to you. Try coming into the call for 2 weeks in as much as often as you can, okay?
Okay.
And check out what happens to you at the end of 2 weeks. Because
You want me to start today? Today starts 2 weeks?
You can start whenever you want. But do it as a test. You know, you may come in 2 weeks, and then you'll be on for the rest of your life, okay?
Yeah, and then be gone.
You know what happens is,
yeah,
that if you check in early and listen to the beginning of the call,
right,
the people that are coming in are getting this amazing loving energy affinity, and you have to come in a few times to pick that up, and then it's kind of like everyone kind of gets to know each other, but not know each other in the normal human sense, like, well, Brian, what do you do? How'd your day go today? You know, it's a different kind of knowing. It's a soul kind of knowing. And the souls kind of people's souls kind of recognize it. And then it's kind of like it becomes a family. I'm not saying that'll happen for everybody, but it becomes like family. And you feel like safe, and you start to let go of some of, you know, how would I say it, the patterns, the patterns that seem so hard to let go of. You know, we all have patterns, all of us, and the patterns like, oh, here I am again, I'm doing the same thing. I feel depressed, you know, and. Mm-hmm. In a very subtle and gentle way, the patterns just say, oh, hey, these people all like me. and the other thing is, our sources are real. I mean, they're as real as you and I. It's just they're invisible. But when you get tuned in, you can feel their energy on the call. And they send everybody loving energy. And that helps release a lot of stuff. Go ahead, Ives.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Brenda C. How is everybody tonight?
I'm doing well, Brenda. Thank you for bringing your kitty.
Thank you.
Hey, Brenda, I want you to say hello to Brian.
Kitty?
Hi, Brenda.
Brenda, say hello to Brian.
Brian? Hi, Brian.
Hi, Linda. I heard your cat chime in with hello first.
It's not Linda.
No, that's not me.
Brenda.
Who's that?
That's
I hear a cat
Linda,
on the line.
Brenda.
Huh?
This cat is on the line.
It's Brenda from D.C. and Brian from Michigan.
Oh.
And the cat is, I guess, from heaven.
Brenda. I was saying Linda for some reason. Well, nice to meet you, Brenda.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, Brian.
Hey. Hi.
This is Cecil from Seattle.
Hey, Cecil.
Good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me. Cool.
You see how, Brian, you see how friendly these guys all are?
Yeah, I'm stoked. I'll be back every day.
There you go.
All right, so here we are at 6:11. Wynn, you're here. I'm glad you are here. I don't see Terry. How is Terry doing?
She was doing pretty good today.
All right.
Where is she? My God.
She hasn't changed the clock yet, probably. I mean, you don't have to change the clock, huh?
No, we don't change the clock, but we just change the time. We have to remember we come in an hour earlier.
Yeah.
Okay? Let me go roster. Okay?
All right. And I welcome all those that are listening in online through BBS. Thank you for participating. And on the Whole Planet Healing Call, which will be today right after this call at 7 p.m. Pacific, which is daily being done on a conference call only, so not on the internet radio. You can find the information on wholeplanethealing.com. And it is an energetic connection that is being made on that call with all those who are listening in. And I think, you know, you can just stay in the background, anonymous, just be there. You don't have to announce yourself, but, you know, I do think if you feel comfortable after a while that it is helpful to speak up, that you are being heard, and I think it energizes.
Not only that, I get a chance to harass you.
This is Wynn talking to Terry, to his landlord. So, however, back to the Whole Planet Healing Call. It is. I advise everyone, check it out, listen in, see does it resonate with you, and then take it from there. Hello, Terry Brown.
Hi.
How are you feeling,
Hello.
Darling?
Better.
All right.
Good. Yeah.
Hi.
Welcome, Terry.
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
She's taking some oscilloscope pills.
I'm doing. Oh yeah.
And it works.
It's
all
helpful.
I am ready to get started. And
all right, I'm going to mute the dings. I will mute the phone lines. I'm going to keep them at open. Win.
I don't know. I haven't decided.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
That is for you.
This conference is being
Your
recorded.
Your conference recording has stopped.
This conference is being recorded.
This is March 12th, 2018. Wynn and Terry in Sedona and everybody everywhere. And this is our Monday night call, which is kind of a wild card. We do everything and anything on Mondays. And I decided to talk about when two or more are gathered. And, of course, that's a famous quote by Jesus. And in many of the things Jesus said, there's a high mystical significance. And transcending just the words, because then it sounds like, well, let's just get together and Jesus will be present.
Ben, move your mic a little bit away.
Okay, is that better?
Yes.
I don't know why this phone is... this particular headset is not as good as it used to be. And I changed it to another one of the same ones, and it wasn't as good. And then I changed it to a different one, and it was better. But now I'm back to the first one. So just keep bugging me if the sound isn't clear, okay? So normally when two or more are gathered, you're out with your friends. You're doing something. You're having dinner. You're having sex. You're whatever two people do together or more. They usually go into an activity. Like there's the need to do something. And when you're talking with someone, there is this, if you seem to run out of things to say, somebody jumps in and starts talking, okay? It's like the silence is uncomfortable. And so that is obviously not what Jesus meant when he said, when two or more are gathered. Actually, he said, when two or more are gathered in my name, I am there. Now, obviously, he did not mean his body, because his body is not there in no way. And I don't even think he meant his awareness on the other side. We have to assume that Jesus is on the other side, and some people say he's actually got a body somewhere. And as we have learned, as I have learned, Jesus was a human. He was not so different from you and me. He had his ups, he had his downs, but when he would move into a group of people that he was, shall we say, ministering to, it would shift. The energy would shift. And I experienced this kind of shift years ago. I started to understand the beginnings of understanding of what it meant for the energy to shift. And it was a bit of a mystery because I didn't quite understand. I could observe it, I could feel it, and it happened the very first time I noticed it was when I used to play music and perform. And the very first times I ever went in front of an audience, I had been writing songs. I wasn't a very good singer, to say, to put up mildly. And I pushed myself to go in front of an audience. And I was almost like I was invisible. It was kind of like I was withdrawn into myself. And I was depending somehow people would get me or get the lyrics of my songs and respond. And then I started to write songs that were more, they were less sensitive. I mean, I was very sensitive, but I wrote songs that were more funny and less sensitive. And things that I could get people to sing along with or sing the chorus. And I got the crowd energy together. And then I went in and sung one of my more sensitive songs, and people were listening. and I got the full attention of the crowd. And the moment that I had that full attention, I felt very vulnerable and self-conscious, and I would lose it, okay? And I'd lose the crowd. And then I'd have to go sing something funny again. And I kept experimenting with this in these first stages of performing, because there was something in me that really wanted to reach people. And I think before I started singing, it looked to me, I looked out into the world, and it looked like everybody else had it together but me. I was just in my own little alienation. It felt like nobody knew who I was. It felt like I didn't fit. And I looked at people, and they were engaged with each other, and they were smiling at each other. And I said, what am I doing here? And I really felt like I missed it. I could play along. I could go to college. I could, you know, college was boring. I said, how come this is boring? I'm supposed to be developing a career. And then when I started playing music, I started exposing the inner parts of myself, the alienation, the loneliness, the separation. And suddenly people were getting back to me with the feedback, like, that's exactly how I feel. You put how I feel into words. And I started to look at the world, and I said, all of these people are acting like they have it together, but underneath, they don't. They're using each other to have it together, to make the appearance of having it together. And, Terry, can you relate to that? I bet you can.
Yeah, I can. I can relate to that.
Yeah?
I just think everybody had it together but me.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's a typical wanderer experience in this realm, okay? Let's see if anyone else relates.
All callers are unmuted.
Anyone else relate to that?
I do.
Yes.
You do? Okay.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So here you are. Who said me too? Who was that last person?
Yeah, this Terry from Dallas.
Yeah. You know, this is a typical wanderer dilemma. Because you don't know you're a wanderer. You're just, you know, a misfit, so to speak. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I would find that when the energy really got together, when I was performing, and I really think I was working with the group soul energies, you know, I was learning about it, but I didn't know it, okay? When the energy got together, when I stopped talking, when I stopped entertaining, I just, in between a song, this energy would come in. And I didn't have to do anything. The energy stayed even when I wasn't talking. And, of course, I didn't let it be silent too long because I was supposed to be performing. That's what people expected. But nonetheless, I could experience the energy in the room. And then when I started to play again, I would be now talking over that energy. I wasn't trying to reach people. I had reached people. And I could not have to make pretend I wasn't reaching them. I reached them, and the energy was there. And then I wanted to make an audience with their spirits. I started to want to give them something that they could take home with them. And that was my approach to my music and an audience. And I began to feel like I was having a love affair with the audience. And it was like a relationship. It was like, you know, an affinity with someone of the opposite sex, except it was an audience. And then it became very hard to have relationships because it was like I had two lovers, the audience and the person I was trying to have a relationship with. And I couldn't reconcile it. And I realized that I didn't understand it at the time. But I go back and I look at it, and I was tapping in to when two or more are gathered, because I was coming with this high spiritual intent to touch people, to reach them, to move them, and my intent was bringing in spirit. And I had to get over the entertainer part of myself, the entertainer part, which liked the repartee with an audience, kind of like a comedian. And so, somewhere back there, I started reading the New Testament, and I identified with many of the things that Jesus said at that time. And I started to see it as part of my own experience. Although I didn't think of myself as a Christian, I said, this guy understood this stuff. He was talking to me. So I mute you, Terry?
Oh, sorry, I will mute myself.
Okay. So, you know, that idea of the spaces that I was experiencing when I was performing, I actually wrote a song about it, which I happen to have loaded here, and I think I'll play it. You'll see how my way of trying to communicate that to an audience. Here we go. Hopefully.
Sometimes the people, they read the book in order to get smart. But until they unlock the words from their head, they're never gonna find their heart. Sometimes the people, they look at the sky, all they see is clouds. But you know, Mr. Sunshine, he'd be peeping through the cracks if only he was allowed. Dig the spaces, you know what I mean. Dig the spaces, things just ain't what they seem. Some people like the donut, some people like the hole. Some people want your body, and the rest, they want your soul. And the atom has got these electrons going round the nucleus. It was Mr. Einstein, he taught us in quantum mechanics. He said, you gotta dig the spaces. You know what I mean? You gotta dig the spaces. Things just ain't what they seem. Some people's minds are burning, they're looking for a riot. But my mind is like a vacuum, it just wants some peace and quiet. Some people like the words of this song, some people like the rhythm. But if you're looking for the truth, you're gonna find it in between them. Yes, you gotta
Did you follow the lyrics to that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I enlightened anybody in the audience, but it was my way of sharing this revelation that it's in the spaces. And when two or more are gathered, and they can move into the space instead of just dialogue, then the dialogue comes in on top of the space instead of trying to entertain each other. And when you're trying to entertain each other, you get these momentary highs, but the spaces are uncomfortable. And when you connect, the spaces are filled with energy. And you know, as I say all of this, I can see that it's exactly what I do on these calls. Okay, I'm not talking to try to entertain you or to reach you. I'm talking on top of the space. And then we are all in the conversation as a group energy. And of course, I didn't understand this at the time, but when Jesus talked about when two or more are gathered in my name and I am also present, when we move into that space, the Christ consciousness comes in. And the Christ consciousness is not, I'm not using this, let me mute everybody here.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
The Christ consciousness is not a religious term. As we have learned, and this doesn't take anything away from religion, it's just an added understanding. The Christ consciousness is an energy matrix. Now, let me tell you, no one says this
but me. No one. And I asked a lot of questions about it, and this is the answer I got. And we've talked about this in the past, but Jesus had a big connection with the rock group. And at one point, I asked a question to Daphne. When Jesus said, "Father, who answered him?" And I said, was it the one infinite creator? Was it the Elohim? Who was it? And I already suspected, I already had indications that this was the answer. But Daphne didn't know that. And she answered, as you would understand it, it would have been the Ra group. And this is like a theological breakthrough to understand this. And then with Terry, I asked, when people experience what's referred to as the Christ consciousness, what is that? And the answer was, and I had no idea what the answer was going to be, but the answer was, as you would understand it, the Ra group has created a matrix in the higher dimensions that people can connect with that matrix, and it lifts their consciousness into a higher realm. It lifts it out of 3D. And they were anchoring that matrix through Jesus. Then, of course, Jesus said, "These things I do, you can do too." Which means that you can anchor that matrix. I can anchor that matrix. Terry can anchor that matrix. And the thing about it is, getting your lower self out of the way and starting to have relationships with other people who are connected to that matrix, or you're connecting with it. And one of the easiest ways is to have relationships with each other on this call, because that matrix is here. And of course, it's great to learn how to do it outside of this call. But it would be good to have a person you could experiment with. Somebody that's on the call that taps into the energy, you can do it with, you should be able to do it right away. If you get your normal personality self out of the way that says, "Well, I want to get to know you. Let me tell you what I, blah, 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 blah." You know, and then it's a 3D conversation. And that's not to mean that 3D conversations are wrong. You can't get around them. But I know what I've learned is when I'm in a 3D conversation, I look for opportunities to break the pattern, the expectation. And sometimes people will think I'm rude and just go away. But most times people like it. Like, "How are you doing?" I don't answer that question. Ask me something relevant. It just turns the conversation into a higher level. And if I get to the point where I can start talking about the Elohim, the Ra, and all the work we do, now I'm bringing the spiritual energy in, and it shifts the whole nature of the relationship. Now, theoretically, two people could get together and say, "Let's call on Spirit and pray." And if they just stop at that moment, the energy will come in. But you need some do that with that doesn't think you're a nutcase or a religious fanatic, right? And, you know, when I was thinking of this topic tonight, I was thinking other things that happened in my life or that I experienced that reaffirmed this particular topic. And there were two. When I was young, I used to do the I Ching. Some of you may have heard of it, and probably most of you didn't. And the I Ching is listed as a Chinese book of divination. It's got 64 chapters, or they call it hexagrams. And you flip coins six times, and then you get to read one of those hexagrams. And it's supposed to relate to a question that you would ask. And when you read the hexagram, it would key you in to the answer to that question. Now, I would do it, and I did it at one period in my life. I did it and say, well, let's see today. Let's see about this. Is this the girl of my dreams? Whatever. And I was amazed at how accurate it was. And I couldn't figure out how it worked. Now I know how it worked. And that is, the universe is made up of nesting holograms. In other words, starts out at the center of the universe, and then there is the higher dimension. You know, what you call it, eighth dimension, or some people divide it into 13 and 13th dimension. And you don't really have to understand all this, just get the principle of it. And so there is an energy flow in that dimension. And then that dimension creates a dimension under it, and a dimension under that. And they're all nested, and they get more dense the further down you go, until you get into 3D, or physical reality. And in this dimension, everything is dense, compacted, and we lose the awareness of the higher dimensions. And there's beings in all these dimensions, and reality is a each of us is connected potentially on our energy levels to the highest dimension. We don't always usually experience that, but we can. And the Elohim is one level down. And some of us experience their energy flowing into the line. And Ra is a couple of levels down below that. And we can experience their energy. And if you get good at this, you can feel the difference of all their energies. The thing about it is, when we think of the Elohim and we think of the one infinite creator, we think they're far away. And we can't attain them. But in fact, every one of those dimensions is around us right now. And we just don't usually tap into them. For me, the biggest indicator that we have tapped into a higher dimension is that time moves faster the higher you get. And if you notice, from the moment that we started this call, it's like we have been in the now, and the time flies. We can hang out in this space, and it's not boring, you're not anxious, or most of you aren't, I hope, and there's this fuzzy feeling around you, like you're expanded and relaxed, and we have moved into a higher dimension. And when you do the I Ching, you access the higher dimensions that are the creative impetus for the lower dimensions. That's why if somebody's getting a healing, they get the healing on the higher dimensions. And if you can get a path from the higher dimensions into the physical, it shifts on the higher dimensions and it shifts in the physical and something fixes itself. That's why Kimberly, as a team, she's a healer that's been on our calls. She has a team that accesses and uses her to work through her to get the energy bridged from the really high dimensions into the physical, and she does constant miracles. And it's amazing and rare to see a manifestation of that. So I had opened up to one of the I Ching things that moved me when I was younger, okay? I'm going to read it. It's very interesting. And you'll see, I could not believe. See, I was deep when I was a kid, but I didn't know I was deep. I just didn't fit in. And I read the I Ching, and I said, I understand this. This is deep, and I understand it. But the people around me couldn't understand it. And let's see if you understand it, okay? It's kind of poetic, and it has a lot of images in it. And I don't even understand all the ways they use their image. I just knew I got, I had an intuitive cellular response to it. And if any of you want to fool with it, you can just look up I Ching online, and you'll find free versions of it, okay? Here we go. This is called Inner Truth. The wind blows over the lake and stirs the surface of the water. The visible effects of the invisible manifest themselves. Now, the wind is invisible, so they're referring to the invisible higher dimensions, which are blowing over our reality and manifest themselves. The hexagram consists of firm lines above and below while it is open in the center. Now, the hexagram is what you get when you flip the six coins. And you get, not only do you get pointed to something like inner truth, which is one of the chapters or hexagrams, there's six lines an inner truth, and each line has a specific interpretation. So it becomes more specific, okay? The hexagram consists of firm lines above and below, while it is open in the center. This indicates a heart free of prejudice, and therefore open to truth. On the other hand, each of the two trigrams has a firm line in the middle, and this indicates the force of inner truth in the influences they present. The attributes of the two trigrams are above gentleness, forbearance towards inferiors, below joyousness in obeying superiors. Such conditions create the basis of a mutual confidence that makes achievements possible. The character of truth is actually the picture of a bird's foot over a fledgling. It suggests the idea of brooding. An egg is hollow. The light-giving power must work to quicken it from outside. But there must be a germ of life within. If life is to be awakened, far-reaching speculations can be linked with these ideas. Now, the I Ching talks about, you know, superiors. It doesn't mean superior and inferior in a, how can I say it, a hierarchical sense, that somebody's better than you. It means that in the world, there are superiors and inferiors, people that have status, people that have power, people that have money, and they're superiors, because when you don't have those things, on some level, you have to work with those people and find a way of being totally sovereign and not being their slave and having a comfortable relationship and realizing in this world, it's just going to work that way. You have to work around it, okay? You can't avoid it. Okay. And then here it says, judgment, inner truths, pigs and fishes, good fortune, perseverance, burglars. Now, sometimes it says, hold back, don't do anything, wait. But here it says, perseverance, burglars. Pigs and fishes are the least intelligent of all animals, and therefore the most difficult to influence. Now, I don't know if that's accurate, because I've heard people say pigs are very intelligent, but we'll just go with it. The force of inner truth must grow great indeed before its influence can extend to such creatures. In dealing with persons as intractable and as difficult to influence as a pig or a fish, the whole secret of success depends on finding the right way of approach. One must first rid oneself of all prejudice and, so to speak, let the psyche of the other person act on one without restraint. That is a huge secret right there. When you're with someone who is more simple than you, or not as intelligent as you, it's very easy to condescend and feel separate from them. But that's not the way to make a connection. It's let the psyche of the other person act on one without restraint. Then one will establish contact with him, understand, and gain power over him. When a door has thus been opened, the force of one's personality will influence him. If in this way one finds no obstacles insurmountable. One can undertake even the most dangerous things, such as crossing the Great Water, and succeed. But it is important to understand upon what the force of inner truth depends. This force is not identical with simple intimacy or a secret bond. Close ties may exist also among thieves. It is true that such a bond acts as a force, but since it is not invisible, it does not bring good fortune. All association on the basis of common interests holds only up to a certain point. Where the community of interest ceases, the holding together also ceases, and the closest friendships often change into hate.